Very good. How are you tonight? Doing good?
大家晚上好。
All right. I'm thinking that I don't really have anything to do Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, and so I wouldn't mind, you know, attending if you don't mind. No, I'm just teasing you.
我想着星期二的早上其实好像我没有什么事情，倒是蛮想参加大家的这个姐妹会。
Well, very good. I have a question for you. Do you see any, this is not message related, but do you see anything in the sanctuary here that doesn't quite belong in our facility here in the room? Just take a look around.
大家可以我们看一看在这个大堂里面有没有什么东西其实好像并不是属于这个大堂的。
Anybody? Some people are pointing up. Oh, a balloon. Well, yes, that balloon. There's a story with that balloon, and that's what I was referring to.
Okay, 我们在顶上也看到还有一个气球，那个气球其实有一个故事。
Thought we might have a little fun with it. That balloon has been up since the last week in July. I'm not going to show those yet, though, if you want to take those down. that's been up since the last week in July, so it's been about a month and a half.
那个气球呢，大概自从是7月底的时候就在这个屋顶这里，已经在这里已经有一个半月的时间了。
That is really good helium.
这个表示里面的这个氦气真是很不错。
And I wonder if we might just kind of guess a little bit tonight when it might come down. And so I let's just put it out there if you would. And we'll just figure out like 2012, 2013, what month? How many of you would guess when it might come down?
大家猜一猜，那么猜一下那个气球大概什么时候会掉，会下来？ 是2012年还是2013年？
Just let me know here. We'll take some guesses.
我大家可以猜一猜。
December, all right. What else? December, a couple nods. December, all right. We'll go with December, all right. What I had my congregation do this morning was I told them to figure out what week they think it will come down, and so we'll see what happens.
今天早上我问了我自己的教会，我问他们说是大哪个星期会掉下来。那我今天就接受是12月份这样的一个答案。
I said that to my congregation this morning. I said, now listen. I said the only way we're getting that down this morning is if someone has a BB gun, and sure enough, one of the college students said, I do in my car.
我说我今天早上对我们的教会的会员说，如果要拿下来的话，最好的办法就是有一个气枪把它打下来。那我们教会的有个年轻的会员说，我正好在车里有一个气枪。
Well, very good. Anyway, well, I'll tell you, the last number of times I've told you I wanted to show you pictures of Emily, and so I have 5 or 6 pictures. Do you mind seeing my baby? All right.
Yeah,
so
let's, we'll kind of Emily.
All right, so this is Emily. And this was Thursday of this week, and it was her first day of daycare.
这是她第一次去那个幼儿园，就是刚刚过去的这个星期四。And
now this one was taken Friday, and so Thursday she had her first day of daycare. Friday she had her first day of college.
其实是她第一天的去了幼儿园，星期五的话就第一天去那个大学了。They,
I'm going to go through one at a time though, so. She advanced really quickly, and so we're proud of her.
所以她进展得很快啊，一天就到了大学。But
they had this opportunity for her to take a kids music class through DCC, and so this is, she's not doing well with the instruments right now, but she is having fun with a little scarf thing.
所以她在DCC有一个音乐课。All
right, another picture. And then just a little rattle. So she was the oldest kid in the class, and so she, you can kind of see everybody else is sitting down, or and I was the only dad there, so it was kind of strange. But anyway,
Emily 是那个课堂里面最大的小孩子，那我也是那里唯一的一个父亲。
All right, next one there. Okay, same kind of picture, but she had a fun time. I think there's one more.
非常的开心。
Oh, she wanted a snack break, so we were almost done, and she put down the little instruments and said, "I'm hungry." So she decided to do that. All right, that's it. So anyway, thank you.
谢谢。
She's grown up fast, and so certainly if you have kids, you know what I mean by that.
她在成长得非常快，对，如果有小孩的话，你就可以理解我说的是什么。
Well, very good. It's a quiet group tonight, right? It's a quiet group, and so hopefully we'll kind of get some going here, and that would be good for us tonight.
我们今天晚上好像大家都很安静，然后我们看看我们今天晚上能不能有信息来鼓励一下大家，激励一下大家。
It's probably the day because my group here this morning was very quiet for the worship experience and for the message time, even for the fellowship. They were really quiet. So maybe it's just the day in itself. Who knows?
是不是今天有点什么特殊日子？今天早上我们的教会整个在敬拜赞美的时候和最后的 fellowship 的时候，大家都好像很安静。
Well, tonight we're continuing in our series on the kingdom of God, and I think we have tonight and then next month I'll share the last message out of the series. And tonight we're going to be talking about the idea of kingdom inheritance.
那今天晚上我们继续来关于我们天国的系列的一个讲道。那我想我用这个月的时间和下个月还有一次讲道的时间来完成这个系列的讲道。那今天晚上我们要谈的主题是关于天国的产业。
Jesus tells us,In Matthew chapter 25, verse 34, that when the Son of Man returns, he will separate people to his right and to his left, and he'll say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of this world.
在马太福音的25章34节这样说道，人子回来以后会把的人分在左边和右边，然后他会对他右边的人说，于是王会对向右边的人说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
And tonight, one of the things I want us to understand is that if you are a believer in Jesus Christ tonight as your personal Lord and Savior, there is an inheritance waiting for you.
那我想跟大家说，今晚上想跟大家告诉大家的是，如果你今天晚上你信耶稣基督是你个人的主，个人的救主，那你就有一份产业来等着你来领受。
And I think it's so important that I'm going to encourage us to turn to the person next to you and just say, there is an inheritance waiting for you.
这是如此重要的一个信息，我们大家好不好？我们对我们周围的人说，你有一份这样的产业来等着你来领受，对你周围的人这么说。
Come on now. Come on. There's some smiles, maybe a little bit of laughter. Okay. There is an inheritance waiting for each one of us who have crossed the line of faith and have entered into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
有这样的一份产业，当你能够建立与神之间的关系以后，这份产业就等着你来领受。
And friends, it's the simple truth of the gospel for us tonight.
朋友们，真正是一个非常非常简单的一个福音的道理。
God has prepared it since before the creation of this world, and He wants you and I to take what is ours.
神在创世以前就已经为我们预备了这样的一份产业，他愿意我们弟兄姐妹来领受这份产业。
But we need to be aware of the condition. This is a conditional situation for us.
但是要领受这样的产业，其实是有一个条件。
We need to make sure that when Christ separates us on that day of judgment, that we find ourselves on His right side.
那这个条件就是我们知道，当主耶稣再来，在审判日的时候，主会把我们放在他的右手边，而不在他的左手边。
And the reason for that is because the inheritance is only for those, as Scripture has told us, it's only reserved for those who are on His right side.
那因为原因是我们根据我们刚才读到的圣经知道，只有在王的右手边的才能够领受神为我们预备的这份产业。
And we can get on God's right side by understanding and applying John chapter 3 verse 16 to our lives.
我们要能够被分在王的右手边的话，我们就要能够真真切切的明白约翰福音3章16节的道理，并且能够在我们的生命当中活出来。
And if you're unaware of that passage, or even if you are, let me just remind us tonight of what this passage says. It says, For God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son, and that whosoever believes in Him, and that means to accept Him, to live for Him, and to serve Him, will not perish, will not die, but will have everlasting life, eternal life.A piece of the inheritance, if we believe in Him.
我们看到在约翰福音的3章16节有这样说到：神爱世人， 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，这里所谓的信他的，也就是包括接受他、为他而活、侍奉他的意思，然后就不至于灭亡，反得永生。
And the choice is up to you and I tonight.
啊，这选
whether we sit on his left or his right.
其实选择就在我们的手里，我们是要坐在王的左边，还是在王的右边。
God will never force us to make the choice to believe in him.
啊，我想神他不会强迫我们来做任何的一个决定。
We have the way God designed us. We have free will and the freedom to ultimately choose our own destiny.
啊，神造了我们，神给了我们有这样自由的意志，给我们自由，可以选择我们自己的归宿。
And I'm sure that you're like me, and you know of friends and family members or others who are not in a relationship with Christ.
啊，那我想你像我一样，如果你有朋友啊，有家人还没有和神建立关系的话。
And when we read or hear passages like this or statements like this, there are times in my own life when it can really be problematic in my heart and in my mind because I can't even begin to think that a loving God would allow anyone to spend eternity in hell just because they don't believe in him.
啊，就像你像我一样，如果我们有朋友、家人还没有信主的话，当我们读到这段经文的时候，我们内心、我们头脑中可能会有些挣扎，因为好像我们没有办法能够相信，为什么慈爱的神要让人能够、让人在地狱里面度过永生。
But here's the deal with that, though. We cannot put the blame on God for the choices that others make regarding their personal relationship with Him.
啊，但我想这个问题在于，我们不能为了他人所做的关于他们和神之间的这样的关系的决定。来埋怨神。
Christ desperately wants all of us to not only be in a relationship with him, while on earth, but to share in the inheritance that he's planned for us for all eternity.
啊，我想神他不但迫切的希望我们在地上跟他有一个美好的关系，他希望我们在天上能够享受他为我们所预备的产业。
And Christ doesn't wish.For anyone to perish and live eternally in hell.
啊，我们知道神没有他不会希望有任何的人会在地狱中沉沦。
But there will be those who choose to do exactly that, and it's sad, and it doesn't make us feel good. But it's their choice, not God's.
啊，但是我们看到有人却有做这样的选择，选择在地狱当中，这样我们可能心里会觉得不舒服，但是这是他们的选择。
And so for you and I today, I just want us to make sure that we are able to take the inheritance that Jesus spoke to us about in Matthew chapter 25.
啊，那我想今天晚上我想跟大家讲的就是，我希望我们弟兄姐妹，我们可以有这样的机会，我们能够来承受神为我们预备的产业。
Some of you may have been walking with Christ for a long time, and this message will give you some assurance of your rightful inheritance.
啊，也许你们当中有些已经与神同行了很多年，那我想今天这样的信息的话，可以让你心中有这样的确据。
Perhaps for others of you here tonight, maybe you're not sure if you would be able to take the inheritance that Christ offers to you at the day of judgment.
啊，那对于有另外的一些朋友来说，也许你内心中并不是非常的确定，在审判那日，你能不能够得到神所应许你的产业。
But maybe today,If you have not stepped over the line of faith and entered into a relationship with Christ, maybe today is that day that you settle this issue and you too can, take the inheritance that Christ offers to you.
啊，也许今天就是这个日子，如果你还没有和神建立关系的话，也许今天就这个日子，你可以跨出信心的那一步来接受神，能够来领受神为你预备的产业。
So let's take a brief look tonight.At what this inheritance looks like for us, and it's really simple for us. It's perhaps even more of a devotional thought than a full length message tonight.
啊，那我想我们今天晚上我们来仔细地看一看，天国的产业对我们到底代表着什么含义，代表什么样的含义？我想今天的信息其实非常的简单，也许它像我们大家自己一个查经的学习过程中所学习的信息。
The inheritance that's talked about in Scripture.Means ownership to us. The inheritance that we read about, that we hear about through Scripture means ownership.
啊，那我们在经文中我们读到的，关于这个继承的产业， 它有一个很深的一个含义，就是要有这个所有权、拥有权。
It means that there's something more than just making it to heaven.
啊，那也就意味着不是单单的只是说好像进入天堂。
I've had conversations from time to time, and I wonder sometimes if the only reason why people kind of do the Jesus thing is to make sure that they cover themselves, that they protect themselves from spending eternity in hell.
啊，我跟有些人有一个这样的交通，我很好奇，我想知道说，有些时候我们好像做耶稣的一些事情，是不是只是为了保证我们自己啊能够进入天堂而不陷入地狱？
And I wonder sometimes if people just kind of use Jesus as some life insurance or fire insurance, if you will.
啊，那很多时候我们是不是只是把耶稣基督当作我们自己的一个人寿保险或者一个火灾保险一样
？And I think that when we approach our spiritual life like that, we can very easily find ourselves doing the least amount possible for Christ just to cover ourselves.
啊，那我发现，在我们的属灵的生命当中，很多时候我们也许也是做着同样的事情。我们可能只想做最少的事情，尽最小的力，只要为了我们自己能够进入天堂。
But the inheritance that Christ talks about in Scripture is an inheritance where you and I need to take some ownership in that.
啊，那我们知道，在我们经文中所提到的，我们要领受的产业，其实有一个很深的含义，就是我们要有一个拥有权，一个所有权。
If we owned our own business and we approached our business from the perspective that we can get by doing the least amount possible, it really wouldn't be too long before the business fails, correct?
啊，如果我们有自己的生意的话，而且如果我们在做生意的时候，我们经营的理念只是想说做最少的事情来保住这份生意的话，那我想我们的生意肯定不会长久。
We might have been able to last for a little while and to look good for a while, but at the end of the journey, we are going to have to look at ourselves in the mirror and recognize that we didn't do everything that we could have done in order to make our business successful.
啊，也许我们的生意可以存在一时，也许有一段时间我们的生意好像看起来也不错，但是最后的时候，当我们看到镜子里面的时候，我们会发现，其实我们有很多的事情我们没有做，我们没有尽力做我们该做的事情。
Successful businesses have owners that are giving 100% every single day.
啊，我想每一个成功的生意或者每一个成功的生意人，他应该是每日都有100%的付出。
And the same needs to be true for you and I.In our spiritual life,
啊，我想同样的道理，在我们的属灵生命当中是同样的道理。
We can't try to fool ourselves here because we really cannot get by with just doing the least amount possible.
啊，我想我们不能欺骗自己，不能自欺欺人。我们的属灵生命，我们的要成长，我们就不能只想着说做最少的事情，尽最小的力。
We have to give it 100% every single day.
啊，我们属灵生命要成长，我们每一天。就要尽100%的权利。
Well, why do we have to give it 100% every single day, Rob? Well, here's the answer. Because our inheritance that's spoken of in Scripture requires that you and I are all in and that we are fully living for Christ.
啊，为什么我们要尽全力呢？其实圣经中讲得非常的清楚，因为我们要领受的产业要求我们每一天都尽100%的权利。
Here's some proof of that. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus says,Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音的第七章21节有这样的话，他说：“凡称呼我主、主啊的人，不能都进天国。”
But only those who do the will of the Father will be the ones to enter into heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的，才能进去。
There are some requirements for you and I as believers. There are some requirements, and there's this sense of ownership that needs to take place in order for you and I to receive the inheritance.
啊，所以我们如果要领受神为我们预备的产业的话，那有一些条件我们必须要满足。
And the writer of Hebrews offers kind of a similar thought here in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1.
啊，在希伯来书的第四章第一节，作者有这样提到。
It says, therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it.
啊，在希伯来书第四章啊，有这样提到，我们既蒙留下，有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。
What that's saying here is that because God has promised us an inheritance,We need to take ownership of that and not fall short of it. So it just restates for us that there are requirements in our Christian journey that are going to have to take place in order to get that inheritance.
啊，我想这段经文就是告诉我们的，神已经给了我们这样的应许，允许我们有产业要领受，但是也表示我们有些条件我们必须要满足，我们要能够照着神的话去行，就像这里所说的，我们要努力去行，免得我们当中有人似乎是赶不上。
And just as it's coming through my mind, this is unscripted, but I want to make sure I'm clear here on this because I'm not telling us tonight that our entrance into heaven and experiencing the inheritance is a works-based issue.
啊，那这个地方我也想提醒大家一下，我也想提醒大家，我们能够进入我们能够得到拯救，能够进入天国，并不是因为我们自己所做的功，并不是因为我们自己靠着我们自己的努力。
However, when we come into a relationship with Christ, because of our love for Him, we will serve Him, and those works will come.
啊，但是因为我们如果和神进了关系的话，因为我们对神的爱，我们就会愿意在行动上做出回应。
And so for any of us who want the inheritance tonight that Christ offers us, it's probably a time to make sure that we are taking ownership of our spiritual lives and assuring ourselves of the full inheritance that Christ is offering to us.
啊，所以如果我们要想真正的要能领受神为我们所预备的产业，那我们就需要掌管我们自己属灵的生命，让我们的属灵生命能够成长，我们才能够很好的来领受神为我们预备的产业。
The second thought for this inheritance idea tonight is this: the inheritance is for those who finish.
啊，那我们今天晚上要分享的第二点就是我们要领受的产业是为那些能够完成赛跑的人所预备的。
In order for you and I to get the inheritance that Christ is offering to us, we need to make it to the place so that we can receive it, correct?
啊，如果我们想要能够得到神为我们预备的产业的话，那我们一定要能够达到终点，才能够来得到这份产业。
We need to finish the race that is set out before us, as Scripture tells us.
啊，我们必须要完成在我们面前所预备的这样的赛跑。
And the issue here is not just how well we are doing in the Christian race. The issue is, are we going to finish?
啊，那我们所要关注的不单单是我们在这一段属灵的赛跑当中我们做的怎么样，我们更要关注的是我们是不是能够完成这一段赛跑。
And the reality for all of us is that there will be moments in our spiritual lives when we will fail from time to time.
啊，那我想事实是在我们的属灵的生命当中，我们很多时候我们可能会犯这样或者那样的错。
And we'll make some choices that God is perhaps not pleased with.
啊，我们有些时候也会做出一些不讨神喜悦的决定。
But we can't let those decisions and choices, keep us down.
啊，但是我们不能让这一些事情阻碍我们向前的脚步。
We have to make sure that, and I'm talking spiritually here, but we have to make sure that we get up and get back into the race, and so that we finish and enjoy all the rights and all the privileges of our inheritance.
我们一定要做的是，我们必须要能够爬起来，我们重新的回到赛跑当中来完成这样的赛跑，以至于我们可以承受神为我们预备的。
We have to make sure that our eyes are on the prize, which is spending eternity in heaven.
啊，所以我们的眼睛必须在定睛在神为我们预备的这份奖赏上，也就是在天堂中，我们有永恒永远的生命。
A few years ago here in my church, we had a few of our people run in the Philadelphia Marathon.
啊，在几年以前，我们教会有些会员啊去参加了费城的马拉松比赛。
And they had been training for this marathon, for a number of weeks and months, and I'm going to assume that after all that training and the miles that they had run in order to prepare for this event, that their goal was to finish the race.
啊，他们为了这样的一个马拉松的比赛，他们有进行了几个星期甚至几个月的这样的训练， 那我想他们为了在训练当中跑了这么多的路程，他们的目的就是能够参加这样的马拉松比赛，能够完成这个赛跑。
I really don't think that any of them would have gone through all the training and all the preparation just so that they could run a few miles and call it quits, pack up, and come back home.
那我想他们当中没有任何一个人花了这样的长的时间来训练，只是为了去跑几个英里，然后就结束，我们就回来。
Their intent by running this marathon was that they would finish this race.
啊，他们参加这个马拉松比赛的目的就是要能够完成这个马拉松的比赛。
And they might not have come in first, but the real victory for them was in finishing.
啊，也许他们并不一定啊还成为跑冠军的，但是他们能够完成这样的赛跑的话，就是他们的奖赏。
And the same is true for you and I as well as we talk about this idea of our inheritance.
啊，同样的，当我们讨论我们属灵的生命成长要得到神所为我们预备的产业的时候，我们也是同样的道理。
We have to train, we have to prepare, and we have to finish.
啊，我们必须要有预备，我们要有训练。我们要为我们得到的产业来预备自己。
We may not finish before Mother Teresa or Billy Graham, but the inheritance is ours if we finish.
啊，我们必须要能够来完成这样的赛跑。也许我们跑不过 Mother Teresa， 我们也可能跑不过 Billy Graham， 但是我们能够得到，我们只要能够达到终点，我们就能得到奖赏。
Paul, of course, has the Apostle Paul has written a number of things about this race, and I just want to share some passages with you on this idea of finishing tonight.
啊，那使徒保罗也在书信当中写了好几段关于赛跑，那个完成赛跑的这样的经文，我想跟大家一起分享一下。
He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, "Do you not know that in the race all the runners run?" But only one gets the prize. And so run in such a way as to get the prize.
在哥林多前书第九章二十四节有这样说到，岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一位。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
He tells us in Acts chapter 20, verse 24, that he considers his life worth nothing if only that he might finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given to him.
在使徒行传的第二十章二十四节，他这样提到：我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
And then in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, he says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith.
那在提摩太后书的第四章第七节说，那美好的仗我已经打过，当跑的路我也已经跑尽了，所信的道我也已经守住了。
Your inheritance and my inheritance as believers will come when we finish the race.
对于你，对于我来说，我们作为神的儿女，我们要能承受的产业会临到我们，当我们能够完成我们的赛跑。
Here's the third thought for us tonight. The inheritance is a reward.
那我们今天要分享第三点，就是从我们要领受的产业是从神而来的赏赐。
Here's the scriptural proof for that in Colossians chapter 3.
在格罗西书的第三章有这样提到。
Whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance, here it is, you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward.
格罗西书第三章二十三、二十四节，无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。
And we need to make sure that as believers that we are working for the Lord because He's the one who holds our inheritance.
那我们作为基督徒，我们必须要知道，我们所做的一切都是要为主而做，因为主有他所给我们所赐的赏赐。
Dr. Tony Evans, a pastor, author, speaker, he writes this in his book called The Kingdom Agenda, and he says in this, he said, salvation is free. We believe that to be true, right? But inheritance costs.
我们知道牧师 Tony Evans, 也就是 天国的计划这本书的作者，他有写上这样一句话，他说救恩是白白的救恩，但承受产业却要付出代价。
He continues on and he says, if you and I are going to get all that God has for us in this life and become owners in the kingdom in the next life, it will be because God gave us our inheritance, which we can only get if we finish. And you must do that by faithful obedience to God and to His Word.
啊，他就说到说，如果我们要在今生或者在来世，我们要能够得到神为我们所预备的产业的话，那完全是因为神给了我们他所给我们的这些产业。我们要得到这些产业，我们必须要能够完成我们的赛跑。
First John chapter 3 verse 18, I believe it's an appropriate passage for us to consider tonight. It says, "Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth." We just can't be bystanders to our faith. We have to be participants in our faith.
在约翰一书的三章十八节也是段很合适的经文，他也说到，小子们呢，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。也就是告诉我们说，我们在我们的信仰过程中，我们不能只是成为一个旁观者，我们要成为一个参与者。
And when we participate,It's in that moment when we begin to experience all that Christ has for us and begin receiving that reward, that inheritance.
当我们开始参与的时候，我们就可以感受到神为我们所预备的一切，可以领受神给我们的奖赏。
Here's the last thought for us tonight. The inheritance that I'm talking about, that Scripture reveals to us, will be evaluated.
那今天晚上我们要分享的最后一点，就是我们所要领受的产业是会被检验的。
There is a standard that you and I must meet in order to receive the inheritance.
我们要想领受神为我们预备的产业，我们有一些标准，我们必须要能够满足。
Paul lays it out for us very clearly in Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14.
保罗在哥罗西书的第一章九到十四节有这么清楚的说道。
For this reason, he writes, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
第九节说，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
And we pray this, verse 10, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way.
第十节，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦。在
And here's where the next few words here is where this inheritance is going to be evaluated. It says, may please Him in every way.Bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father.
好，那最关很重要的接下来的几节，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的事上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容，又感谢父。
And so we can see in this passage the standard that will be evaluated for you and I to receive the inheritance. We have to bear fruit. We have to grow in the knowledge of God. We have to be strengthened with all power.
所以可以看到，在这个地方我们讲到了，如果我们要能够得到神所为我们预备的产业的话。我们有些事情我们是必须能够做到达到，比如说我们要在善事上结果子，我们要渐渐的多知道神，我们要在凡事上都能欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
And we must have great endurance and patience and then joyfully give thanks to the Father. The passage goes on and it says this, who has qualified you, evaluated you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom.
假如说我们要欢欢喜喜的宽容和忍耐宽容，又要感谢父，叫我们与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
For he has rescued us. This is This is such an affirming part of this passage. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son who he loves.
第十三节，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
In whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of our sins.
十节，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Can I ask you a question tonight?
让我来问大家一个问题。
Do you want the inheritance that Scripture talks about?
你是不是想得到我们经文中所提到的天父天国所为我们预备的产业？
Every one of us can share in the inheritance that Christ has prepared for us already.
那我想我们大家都可以分享在这个神的光中同得基业。
And the choice is up to us.
这样的选择在我们的手中。
Jesus tells us in John chapter 3 verse 3.
耶稣在约翰福音的三章三节这样说道。
He says, I tell you the truth.
他说我实实在在的告诉你。
No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
人若不重生就不能见神的国。
Tonight, I don't know where each of you are spiritually.
今天晚上我并不太清楚大家在自己的属灵生命当中处于什么样的境况。
But God does.
但是神知道。
And what I'd like to do for us tonight as I pray and kind of close our time is just to offer a prayer of salvation.
那今天晚上在我们结束的祷告的时候，我想给大家这样一个机会来为大家的救恩来祷告。
And if you have not accepted Christ into your life, I want to encourage you to pray the prayer that I'll pray tonight and mean it from your heart.
如果你还没有接受基督耶稣成为你个人的主和救主的话，那在接下来祷告当中，你可以随着我的话语来一起祷告。
And all you need to do is just repeat after me.
你就按照我祷告的话语来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening.
我们在天上的父，我们今天晚上我们来到你的殿中。
And we thank you tonight for the inheritance that we'll one day receive.
我们为着你为我们所预备的产业，我们献上我们的感谢。
Lord, we know that on this side of heaven we have a great responsibility and a great choice to make.
主，我们知道我们在地上，我们也有很大的责任，我们要有很重要的决定去做。
And to begin that process, Lord, we know that we need to step over the line of faith and to come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们要开始去做的话，我们就能够跨过信心的这一步，和我们的基督耶稣能够建立个人的关系。
And Lord, I'm not sure where everyone is in their spiritual journey tonight.
主，我不知道我们在座的各位弟兄姐妹朋友当中，他们属灵的生命处于什么样的境况。
But Lord, my prayer tonight, I want it to be focused to those or that person or maybe a couple of people who have never stepped over the line of faith.
主，但是我今天晚上我想着重于那些也许还没有和神建立关系的人身上。
And so if that's you, I just want to invite you to repeat after me. You can do that quietly or publicly, whatever you choose. Either way would be fine.
如果你还没有接受主耶稣的话，我邀请你，你随着我来一起做这样一个祷告。
Dear Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣，
I ask you to forgive me my sins.
请你来原谅赦免我的罪。
I thank you for dying on the cross for me.
谢谢你为了我罪的缘故钉死在十字架上。
And tonight I want to make a decision to live for you.
今天晚上我愿意做这样的一个决定来为你而活。
I believe that you are God's son.
我坚信你是神的儿子。
I believe that you came to this earth and went back to heaven for my redemption and my salvation.
我也坚信你为了我的罪的缘故来到这世上又回到天家为了我的救恩。
And I invite you into my heart.
我邀请你来进入我的心。
I invite you to be my personal Lord and Savior.
我邀请你成为我个人的主和救主。
And I pray that you would help me to live under your strength.
我祷告求你赐给我力量。
Help me to follow your paths.
让我能够来照着你的脚踪来行。
Help me to have your heart and your mind.
来有你同样的心同样的想法。
Help me to live truly for you.
让我能够真正的过一个为你而活的生活。
Amen.
Amen.
friends tonight, if any of you shared in that prayer, I really want to encourage you to speak to someone about that.
如果今天晚上你有重复了刚才的这样的一个祷告的话，我鼓励你，你和有些属灵的长者一起有个交通。
Thank you.
谢谢。